All right, gather around, gather around. It's time for a little free therapy now on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Keith says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I figured if anyone would appreciate the sheer awkwardness of this situation, it's you two.
Oh, okay.
I just got dumped.
Oh.
Which sucks enough on its own, but it was how it went down that really got me.
Mm.
I'd only been dating this girl for about a month. Things seem to be going pretty great, though.
Mm-hmm.
And she invites me to dinner to meet the family.
Okay.
Naturally, I'm thinking that's a good sign, right?
That's a good sign, sure.
Dinner goes fine. Her parents were nice. We're all making small talk over the food. And then afterwards, she asked me to come with her to the basement.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe we're going to watch a movie or just hang out away from the parents.
Okay.
Nope. She sits me down, takes a deep breath, and ends it right there. In the basement.
Mm.
Like I'm being quietly exiled from her life next to the water heater.
Oh, no.
So now I'm left thinking,
oh, wow.
Why bring me to meet your family if you were already planning to end it?
Yeah.
Why the basement?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to explain this story to people without sounding like a punchline.
Sure.
Anyway, since you guys love a crazy breakup story and since misery loves company, I thought I'd share mine and ask you to ask your listeners, has anyone else been dumped in a weirder way than this? Thanks, guys.
Well, it sounds like Keith is on his way to healing.
Yeah, again, we were only a month in, so he's probably doing okay.
He's just like shrugging.
If he was a year in or more.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So he's not overly broken up about this, but it's the way he was broken up with that has him scratching his head. Why invite him to the, it was almost like maybe the parents gave her a knowing nod or a shake of the head.
It feels like it was the final test about whether he's a keeper or not, and he must have failed it.
Well,
according to the parents,
she must have given her parents a heads up, like,
right.
Hey, I'm not sure about this guy. Why don't you give me your impression of him?
Yes. And apparently he failed the parent test.
And
she decided just to not waste any more time.
Let's just end it now.
Cut the cord.
Oh, wow.
Which is just great. I mean, most normal people would have just ended the night and then maybe a couple days later, whatever. But right then and there, that night is pretty savage.
And then the weird walk of shame up the basement stairs.
Out the house, probably in front of the parents. House. Nice to meet you. I'll never see you again.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for the cannolis.
Turns out it was our last supper together.
By the way, is there dessert? I got broken up with before dessert.
Yeah, thanks for the hospitality.
Yeah.
Your daughter hates me. I'll show myself out.
Great, I'll show myself out. Man, how awkward.
Well, oh, beyond awkward. It's like, okay, well, most people, I think, would have been like, all right, after the date is over, he leaves, she sits down, so what did you think?
Well,
and then they tell her the whatever, and then she can decide later that maybe it's not moving in the direction that she wants.
Sure. But that didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
So we're here. Yeah. All right. So, Keith, thank you for sharing. Yes, we do enjoy those sorts of stories.
So Keith needs you right now to rally around with your equally miserable breakup stories.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you've got one, we'd love to hear it. Now that some time has passed and you can laugh about it. Or
right.
Maybe you were the one who dropped the axe.
Sure,
and
in hindsight, maybe that wasn't the best way
to do it. Yeah, and you look back and go, oh, well, yeah, I guess that was kind of brutal. We want to hear those stories, all right? 502-795-1997. Our listener Keith shared with us that he got broken up with at his girlfriend's parents' house in the basement after meeting them for the very first time.
The first time. Who does that?
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't wait until the date is over and then she sits down, talks to her parents, so what'd you think? They share their thoughts. And then later you make the decision about the fate of the relationship, not then and there in the basement next to the water heater.
That's a girl who knows what she wants.
Okay, then. She's not wasting time.
Brutal ways you got dumped. That's what we're asking. Candace said, he dumped me via Venmo.
I'm sorry, what?
Sent me $10 with the caption, for all the wasted time, we're done. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's creative, though.
Are we hearting that exchange? Are we commenting on that exchange? Oh, my goodness. Was it public? Did other people see it? Because
sometimes
can be public.
You can see. Yeah, sometimes
those
are public.
You can see other people's exchanges, interactions, and payments.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Amanda,
that's crazy. At least she got 10 bucks out of it. Amanda, he changed his relationship status on Facebook before telling me.
How?
I found out from a mutual friend who commented, finally. Cool. I love that for me.
Wait, so is that still a thing? Like, I haven't checked in a long time. It does still give you, like, your relationship statuses, right?
Yes.
On Facebook?
It does.
Oh, man.
Yes, you're still married, I think.
And so someone reached out to her and was like, hey, wow, finally, you guys are no longer. And she's like, wait,
yes.
What?
Yes.
Dang. Yes. All right.
Was he even going to tell her?
Yeah.
Or just put it out there like that and think she's going to see it? Desiree, dumped by a guy dressed as Batman.
Oh.
It was Halloween. He said, we're not meant to be, then disappeared into the night. I wish I
Hopefully
were kidding.
He said it like Batman. We're not meant to be.
And then whoosh.
And then
turns
whoosh.
Around his cape.
Does his cape.
Flowing. Wow.
That's fine. We did get a text from a listener referring to Keith, who got dumped at the parents' basement. Hopefully he drove.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like if they. Yeah, you'd have to think. Yeah, you'd have to think.
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah, she wouldn't go pick him up and bring him to her house.
And then be like, bye, get an Uber.
Yes.
Bye,
especially
get an Uber.
If she was even, yeah, she had to be on the fence going into that whole night. So, yes,
yeah.
She had to have planned for the exit.
Yeah, so these are like kind of the brutal ways that you got dumped. And you can tell that this is a recent one. Linda said he used ChatGPT to write the breakup text. She says, I can tell because it literally started with, as an AI language model, I must be honest. He didn't even edit that part out.
He was
just like, whatever.
He didn't even look it over and make some tweaks.
It doesn't matter. Whatever. Linda already knows that she's getting dumped, so.
Well, at least, you know what? He made the effort to, hey, let's craft a really nice breakup.
Sure.
Text message, whatever. Allie, he dumped me during a couple's cooking class.
Oh.
Right as we were flambéing dessert.
Wow.
I almost burned the place down out of spite.
Again. That's not a time or a place when you want to break up with someone when they've got like one of those little torches.
Around flammable things, yes.
A torch in their hand.
Why are we not just finishing the night and be like, you know what? I feel it's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me.
In the middle of
this,
cooking class.
Maybe he just saw something. He saw something.
Okay,
he's like, you know what? That's the last straw.
You thought that she wasn't going to cause a scene in the middle of the class?
Yeah, right.
Like, who's going to take that well?
Those are
Nobody.
Wild stories.
Not one person.
Those are wild stories. Hey,
crazy.
Thank you. Thank
I
you for that.
I think Keith feels better now. Keith has to feel better about his basement dumping by the water heater.
Don't know, but I do. Thanks for those stories. There you go. That's group therapy.